Well, John, it's not really been the practice week that's gone to plan, has it?
Well, I mean, we started off okay. It was a little bit patchy and damp, but the, you know, we sort of went out and the sort of lack of adhesion flags were out there perfectly okay for us, so we knew where they were, and you know, it wasn't too bad. And obviously, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday's been good, but like tonight, it was sort of always traditionally the fast one, if you like, to get stuck in, and weather conditions are absolutely perfect out there. And you know, unfortunately, there's been an oil spillage, so the organisers have made the right decision to not run the practice, because I'm led to believe it's a long one, so, and it's through a very high speed sort of dangerous area as well, so they need to sort that out for us. But what can you do? We've had a bit of practice, I've ridden all my bikes, all my bikes are pretty good now, and you know, we've got another chance tomorrow night.
Does it leave a sense of deflation though, because presumably you'd built yourself up to go out there tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been in the paddock talking to the boys and the mechanics and everybody and the Dunlop tyre technicians, and you know, we had a bit of a plan tonight, and you know, you wait all day from, you know, all day and all day, and it was quite a late session for us tonight, and then to be told we're not riding, it's a bit of a deflation. But at the end of the day, they made the right decision. You know, if there's oil on the track, you know, we're on two wheels, we're going to be in trouble. So yeah, a bit disappointing, but look forward to tomorrow night.
As you said, you just roll those plans forward for 24 hours now.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we'll just do the same plan tomorrow. And you know, we've got a real good base set up for the big superbike, and you know, if tomorrow doesn't happen, my bike's pretty good. It's the same bike I've ridden for the last 3 years, so I sort of know the bike fairly well. And you know, I want to race now. I'd like the 6-lap race to be right now and get stuck in and get it over with and just get a race under our belt. But whatever happens on Saturday, I'll be ready.
Yep. Do you start focusing on that superbike race yet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it started a long time ago. You know, there's been a lot of hype and a lot of tension, and every magazine you open at the moment, you know, the Isle of Man and the TT seems to be good news at the moment. You know, this 3D movie that's been out on cinemas, you know, everybody's really excited to see some more racing, and last year's racing's anything to go by. It's going to be another great one. But you know, we tested the bike at Castle Coombe. I've been riding my World Endurance bike everywhere, so I've done loads and loads of laps, I've done lots of miles, and you know, it's been on my mind all year. It never goes away, the TT. You know, the focus of being at the Isle of Man and winning one.
Is it nice to have Guy Martin take some of the pressure off you in that sense, though, because all the attention's on him, and that leaves you maybe to get on with your job a little bit more than you've been able to in recent years?
That's a question I wasn't expecting. Guy Martin took the pressure off me. I don't know, yeah, I mean, what Guy hasn't been doing recently is not worth talking about, is he? He's got BBC One shows, he's building boats, he's on the big screen and things, yeah, and yeah, I suppose there's a little bit of pressure on him, but he's on a new bike, and, you know, the Northwest 200 didn't go that well and things, so he might just be struggling a little bit. But I'm sure when the race comes, he'll be right in there. And you know, there's no pressure from my team, there's no pressure from anybody, any of the sponsors. It's just they know that I want to win as much as the next man out there. So, you know, the only pressure I put on is probably put on by myself, you know. But I still get nervous. I still feel the pressure. You know, the course hasn't changed. It's still a dangerous place. So I do get very nervous before the start of it. And I'll be happy when the flag drops on Saturday.
And you must feel that you've still got the pace, because although you didn't have a podium finish last year, in the aborted senior, you were in the lead, weren't you? So you must feel like there's nothing lost there.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, if you take the positives out of last year, you know that. I did my fastest ever lap on a 600 as well, of just short of 126 mile an hour, which for me is the personal best. We still lapped the course at well over 131 miles an hour, and we were leading the races before Guy had his accident, and then the restart, I was in the mix, and you know, I was definitely going to be competitive. So, you know, I've never been beaten on a big bike since 2004 around here. I've either won the race or broken down, so I'm definitely ready for the job.
Do you feel you can be in contention for every race?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, on the 600s, I might struggle a little bit. I'm probably a little bit heavier than some of the riders. They're a little bit lighter, and you know, there's no substitute for being lighter on a 600. But the Superstock race, it's one of the races that I've never won before, and I'd love to win the Superstock race. And I mean, I'm riding it week in, week out in the British Championship as well. So there's no reason why we can't do okay on the Superstock bike, and you know, also riding for the Padgett team and the Padgett family. It's a great atmosphere with everybody in the team, and we just have fun, and you know, they'll just you know, whatever I want with Clive, with Clive Padgett, he gives me, and you know, I think he wants to win more than I do on the bikes. But you know, last year I had fantastic success with Hutchie, and they deserved it, and so hopefully I can carry on with a winning package.
Well, wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.